This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
I don't know why man's calling me family all of a sudden. Like, my mum don't know your mum. Stop telling man you're my cousin. I got day ones and I got new ones. No fake ones, trust no one. This boy better know till I die. Trying to run up in the bank like Bonnie and Clyde. Cause man get money with a gang. Man get girls with a gang. Man eat food with a gang. Man talk slang so the feds can't work out what I just said to a man. Told me you was a big fan. But the first thing you said when you saw me is can I get a pic for the gram. I was like, nah, sorry man. I only socialise with the group and the gang. Whoa, guess who's back? Came a long way from sitting in the flats. Came a long way from when whites never used to mix with blacks. Now all my white niggas and my black mates, we got the game on smash. I used to rate your page on MySpace, but you never stayed on track. Upset cause your wife is a fan. She done with a little boy and she wants to be with a man. Told my accountant do me a transfer cause I wanna buy some land. You and I have got different plans. Real madman, I might go St. Anne's. No AAA bus, no wristbands. You are not man them, you are not gang.
Mafia boy, better know my ones, my team. Meridian, bad blocks, London boys, active boys. You get me? Yeah.
Man get money with a gang. Man get girls with a gang. Man eat food with a gang. Man talk slang so the feds can't work out what I just said to a man. Told me you was a big fan, but the first thing you said when you saw me is, can I get a pic for the gram? I was like, nah, sorry man. I only socialise with the crew and the gang. They wanna see me drown, trying to hold the man them down. Cause I shut down Shoreditch car park and I got bars like Camden Town. Out there trying to survive on the streets, trying not to get killed by the police. And I be schooling MCs, nobody leaves till 3:30. This year I'ma teach them a lesson. Don't grace, don't reply to those emails, nah, I don't wanna do no sessions. It's like them man, I've got an obsession with my style of expression. But in public, never hear my name mentioned. Catch them at the nightclub entrance, always seeking attention. But I'll be inside, trying to get burst. Looking all cool like Herc, dressed like I just come from PE. You're dressed like you just come from church. Better do your research. You don't wanna hear my verse come after your verse. MCs act brand new cause they got a little money in the purse. So you had a good solo career, had a few big songs over the years. Back then you was a real top boy, but right now fam nobody cares. Walked in the club, everybody's like, who is he? Why is he walking around with security? You know the postcode when you're talking road. Better know that I speak that fluently. I don't know why man's calling me family all of a sudden. Like, my mum don't know your mum. Stop telling man you're my cousin. I got day ones and I got new ones. No fake ones, trust no one. This boy better know till I die. Trying to run up in the bank like Bonnie and Clyde. Cause man get money with a gang. Man get girls with a gang. Man eat food with a gang. Man talk slang so the feds can't work out what I just said to a man. Told me you was a big fan, but the first thing you said when you saw me is, can I get a pic for the gram? I was like, nah, sorry man. I only socialise with the crew and the gang.
Wise words from Skepta, kicking off with his brand new track, Man, which comes from Konnichiwa, his brand new album, which is out on the 6th of May. And you can pre-order it now and get that single right away. And that was a rhyme to start off the show. Hello, I'm Harriet Rose. Welcome to FUBAR Radio. I'm joined by a producer. Her name's Nat.
Hello.
Hello, Nat.
Hello, Harriet.
Have you been here before?
I have. It's nice to be joined by a presenter called Harriet.
That's my name. Don't wear it out.
Yes, do.
Do you like that, Man?
I love a bit of Skepta. I really, really like that one. I'm trying to work out what
Skepta.
The sample is from. So I think it's from a Queens of the Stone Age song, the beginning.
Yeah, I'm not sure. We'll have to work it out. We've got a cracker of a show for you today. We've got Rivers coming in the studio. We've got Black Label and we've got a chat with Augustines. Plus, we're going to be playing Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
Oh, I love that.
I do.
And music news and reviews. And of course, Last Request, which is where you tell us what you want us to play as our last song of the day. Something uplifting. It's a Thursday. It's a little bit muggy. The weather's a little bit muggy. We need something that's going to make us headbang, I think.
Yeah, because the last 2 weeks we've had The headbanger himself, David Hasselhoff.
Mm-hmm. We kicked off with a headbanger last week. What did we have last week?
Guns N' Roses.
Oh my God, that was a headbanger.
Yeah, that was good.
So this week I want more of like a... I want a modern headbanger, guys.
Right.
So give me some modern headbangers. Tweet us at Foo Bar Radio or email rose at Foo Bar Radio. And don't forget to tweet in your Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
For those of you who don't know what a Desert Island Dick is, it's your least favourite song in the whole world that you could be stuck with on a desert island. Now, it can be a song that you straight up just hate, or a song that you've listened to so many times that it makes your eyes bleed.
Hmm.
And that is what we want you to play.
Yeah, absolutely. It could be like the song that, you know, when you put your iPod on, you want everyone on shuffle, your iTunes, and then
the dangerous it just side comes of
up.
Shuffle.
And you've noticed that you've probably played it like 200 times. You obviously do love it, but you think, I can't really hear that ever again.
No, and it makes you feel sick. Sometimes Pharrell Happy gives me that vibe, even though it's a really good song.
It does to me. It came on when I was in a bar the other night, and I just went, I'm just going to go outside.
It's because it goes dun, 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 dun. And as soon as you hear that dun, 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 you're like, oh my God. Well, when I DJ and I play it, I even kind of want to walk out the room, but everyone goes nuts.
Yeah, they still do.
We're going to kick off with a little bit of Eliza and the Bear. This is their brand new one, It Gets Cold.
I gotta leave this all behind. I've been walking the floors of this house since it grew cold. The creaking doors, the windows and walls. And I can't swim through a river that don't flow, cause I got too much water to fight. It gets cold.
Cold. That makes me dance, that song does. It makes me dance, it does. Right, up next, we're going to be talking about music news and reviews. So I've got a lot to talk about this week. Kicking off with, I went to see All Saints at Heaven, as I told you last week.
Yeah.
On the weekend, on a Saturday. And actually, I was quite hungover. And they didn't go on until 2 a.m.
Really?
So I was kind of sat in heaven at like, like wondering if I could continue being away.
Yeah.
But I was desperate. Desperate to see them because I love them more than life itself. And they did not disappoint. They were out of this world.
How long were they on for?
They were on for quite a while, actually, probably an hour. Oh. And they sang. The thing about All Saints, yeah, is they have bangers,
yeah,
as we all know, which we're going to hear in a minute. We're going to hear one of their old school bangers. But their new album is so good.
Well, it sort of sounds like
It's a revamped version of their old stuff.
Yeah, but it sounds fresh.
No, and that's the thing. It was the interesting thing about it was that everyone was singing along to not just
the new stuff,
the yeah. new stuff, the old stuff, but their new stuff. So it was really good in that sense. And they were just amazing. I can't even move on. I'm going to tweet out some videos later. I have already put one out on my social media, which you can check out. But they were amazing. In a minute, we're going to play. The remix. Well, they did. As we all remember, Lady Marmalade.
Yes.
But this is a remix, which is incredible. And it keeps coming up on my
shuffle.
Is it the
Timberland one?
Yes. Mm. And it's going to blow your mind because if you haven't heard it for a while, it's a very big banger.
Yeah.
Also, happy birthday to the Queen today.
Oh yes.
Who is turning how old?
Nine. Isn't she 90? Yeah.
Big one.
It is big a big 90. One, big party for her, I imagine.
She's. I've almost met the Queen.
How so?
I went to her house once.
Her house, being Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, I went to Buckingham Palace and had high tea at Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, yeah.
She was there. She's very small.
Why did you? How did
you? Oh, because my mum's a big dog.
Is she? What's she?
My mum got invited, and she was allowed to bring. Right, this is really funny. She was allowed to bring any children as long as they were under 25, and at the time I was under 25.
Okay.
So all my brothers got absolutely mugged off and they weren't allowed to go. But it was lovely. So happy birthday to my main squeeze, the Queen.
I mean, is her house quite nice? Have you got anything to say about the house?
House is horrible, as you can imagine. Tiny, very, not a lot of space to roam.
Yeah.
Tea was shit. No, the whole thing was amazing. The afternoon tea was delightful. And Prince Philip is literally twice the size of the Queen.
Is he?
Yeah.
And what offensive thing did he say to you? Because, I mean, I would feel upset.
He didn't. Oh, I didn't speak to him. I didn't get near enough to them. Okay. There was a lot of people at this tea. It wasn't like an intimate tea party for four.
You'd be annoyed, though, if you met him and he didn't offend you in some way. You'd be like, why are you not doing this to me? Do it to everyone else.
I know, totally. Like,
why do you hate me, Philip?
The new Rihanna video has come out, Needed Me, and it's released by, directed by Harmony Korine.
Oh, yeah.
And it's unbelievable. She kills someone in it.
Yeah.
It's kind of, well, if you've heard the song, it's a little bit scary, the video is. Basically, she's going out with this guy and he is having a lap dance with a woman with a very large posterior and she shoots him in the chest repeatedly.
That sounds right. Have you ever seen any of Harmony Korine's films, like Kids or Gummo? So it's very odd films.
Well, if you see it, it's very good. But it makes me really like the song. We're also going to play that in a little hot minute as well. And Skepta, Shutdown, has been nominated for an Ivor Novello Award, and he actually, on the flip side of that, completely different, had to miss Coachella because he wasn't allowed into the USA.
Oh, right, they're very strict on...
Well, he had some kind of visa issue, so at the moment he cannot go to Australia, but he has been nominated for an Ivor Novello.
Okay.
And Konnichiwa, again, is out May 6th, and you can pre-order it right now and get Man, Ladies, Hit Squad, Shutdown.
Yeah.
And that's not me.
Get it.
I'm very excited for that.
I am too.
We played as our opening track, Skepta Man, as you heard earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
But really excited to keep up with that guy. And he's been invited... He's finally getting the recognition he deserved many, many years ago for all of his incredible lyrics and music. So I'm very excited about that.
It is, because he kind of missed out again at the Brits, obviously.
That's what I mean. He's...
Maybe next year.
Yeah. And Blood Orange has announced a new album, obviously. Dev Hynes' Blood Orange, called Freetown, which we know nothing about.
Okay.
But we know that it's coming.
I love Blood Orange. I really like Dev Hynes as well.
Yeah, he's wicked. And the music... It's really sad, actually, because his house burned down
and his dog died.
Yeah. So he's come back and he's releasing a new album, but I do feel really sorry for him. He must have had a horrible time.
Then he fell out with Solange, didn't he, for a bit?
Oh, did he? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he'd written apparently they'd co-written a lot of songs together with Solange, and then she kind of came on Twitter and was like, he's taking too much credit, it's my work, and she sort of slammed him a bit.
Orcs. #orcs. Yeah. Don't forget, guys, to tweet in your last request. What song do you want us to finish the show with? Got to be a banger.
Yeah.
Head banger. specifically. And also Desert Island Dicks, tweet them in. Yep. Before we finish music news and reviews, we have to mention the incredible Victoria Wood, who passed away yesterday. Really, genuinely gutted about that. I feel the same way as I felt when Robin Williams died. Yeah. It's just not a good year, and she kind of shaped my existence as a kid, because I used to watch Acorn Antiques, yeah, and I used to watch all of her comedy
Dinner
stuff.
Ladies,
and as
good.
A woman, she really, you know, kind of shaped my... I used to love comedy, and I love women in comedy, and she really shaped that for me. She was along the same lines for me as Dawn French, who's, yeah, like my hero. So, massive RIP and sadness.
I know, I met her a couple of years ago.
Did you?
She's lovely.
Oh, I bet she was. We're very, very upset about that, but I wanted to mention it. It's a very sad thing, and we wanted to send our love to all of her family and friends, and also just remember her for being the fucking amazing woman that she was. So we're going to play... as promised, that All Saints Lady Mama, Lady Marmalade remix plus Lady Mama. It's weird to say Lady Marmalade because it's Marmalade. Not. It's like Marmalade, but it isn't because it's Marmalade.
Yeah.
Anyway, here it is.
Bring it on, daddy, in the bedroom fight. Gotta help me in drawers and pull them off fast. Gotta keep up if you feel presents The Jack
Mate Show. A Brazilian boy that had just joined our school and he couldn't speak a word of English. I remember we were walking down the street and it was late at night, and you know this bird, I don't know what bird it is, I think it's a crow, but it goes caw-caw,
caw-caw. Hang on, do that again.
Ready?
Yeah.
Caw-caw, caw-caw.
That's a cuckoo, isn't it?
Like that.
Right.
But you hear that kind of bird in all the horror films.
Oh, okay, very ominous.
Yeah.
A raven,
yeah. We were walking down the street and we heard it and he went, "Hey, it's the bird from the films."
Let me get your autograph, man.
Every Friday, The Jack Mate Show, from 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
What the hell would that be? Nope. I was good on my own, that's the way it was. That's the way it was. You was good on the low for a faded fuck. On some faded love. Shit, what the fuck you complaining for? Feeling jaded up. Used to trip off that shit I was kicking to you. Had some fun on the run, though I give it to you. But baby, don't get it twisted. You was just another nigga on the hit list. Trying to fix any issues with a bad bitch. Didn't they tell you that I was a savage? Fuck your white horse in a carriage. But you never could imagine. Never thought you could have it. You need me. Ooh, you need me. For love more, give a little less. Now you hate to confess, but baby. Another nigga on the hit list. Tryna fix any issues with a bad bitch. Didn't they tell you that I was a savage? Fuck your white horse in a carriage. But you never could imagine. Never thought you could have it. You need me.
Riri needed me. Before that, All Saints, the Lady Marmalade. I still feel weird saying Lady Marmalade.
Marmalade.
Lady Marmalade. Timbaland remix. So, can I just also say something that I completely forgot to mention when I was talking about Rihanna then? So, last night I had a really intense dream about Rihanna.
What was she doing? Was she naked?
No. I was just mates with her, but it was really... I woke up feeling very disorientated because I'm not friends with Rihanna.
Right.
I feel a bit sad about it now, and I kind of have felt kind of a little bit low ebb all day as a result of the fact that, you know, you dream like one of your most favourite people in the world was your friend and then they're not.
Yes.
It's like losing a friend.
Well, sometimes when you see people that you really like who are famous, but in your head you think, well, obviously I'm going to be friends. And then if you do see them and they're not that friend, you're like, well, I thought we were friends. I thought we were going to be friends. I thought we'd just meet.
I feel like
instantly.
I'm not even ever going to see Rihanna in real life.
Should have been at Coachella. She was all over there with Leonardo DiCaprio. DiCaprio, wasn't she?
Yeah, I'm sure I would be also there with Leonardo DiCaprio. That's definitely where I'd be hanging out.
I don't think
I'll be hanging out in the toilets attending to Leonardo DiCaprio's toilet.
I don't think you want to go to Coachella because, first of all, you're not even allowed to take alcohol into actually the main arena.
Yeah,
or any
off.
Drinks. Second of all, what is that with Coachella and the fashion where you have to wear feathers or little tiara things to go to a festival?
That's
a bit
very
weird.
Me. I always wear tiaras.
Yeah, you're always constantly in feathers in your hair.
To be honest, I have to take them off every time they take the show picture because they're like, we can't have you in a tiara every week, Harriet.
People I know, and also get we get scared, like, when you leave, someone's going to try and take the tiara off you, so...
I do get scared of that.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to let you all know that. We've also got some news stories that we're going to talk about now. This first one is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Adele's the UK's wealthiest ever musician. Obviously!
Of course.
Obviously! Yeah. Like... Obviously.
Who else could there be, though?
Female musician, sorry, female. I must be clear. Female musician. She's got £85 million in her bank account. Maybe that's maybe she's the wealthiest ever musician because she doesn't spend her money.
I mean, just...
Give some to me, Adele.
£85 million in a bank would be incredible.
Imagine. I've also dreamt before that I was best friends with Adele, and I actually think that could happen.
Oh yeah, she still says she gets the tube and stuff, and she's quite normal. And
I mean, why? Because I would pay £85 million just to never have to get the tube again.
You'd have a driver, wouldn't you?
Yes.
I would.
Yeah,
call.
But sometimes it's quicker on the tube.
I don't care.
Jay-Z got the tube to his own gig in the O2. He got the Northern Line.
Oh, he did, didn't he? Yeah.
With Justin Timberlake.
That's true.
Which is pretty VIP.
Yeah.
Harry Styles has been on the tube. Niall Horan's been on the tube.
Rizzlekicks.
I've been on the tube. I do get hassled on the tube.
You do, I know. I don't like it when you go on the tube. I'm like, it's not for you.
You're worried when I get on the tube. But the thing is, Nat, is when I get on the tube, it's a real hustle. Like, people are coming up and they're asking me to just get out of the way, basically.
Well, sometimes I call ahead and let the tube people know that you're
coming. Yeah, well, I hope you do.
Clear the area a bit.
I hope you do, because it is stressful for me when I'm trying to get from my day-to-day, place to place. I don't want to be signing autographs when I'm on my way for a flat white somewhere, you know?
I did see, actually, on the tube very close to here a couple of weeks ago, what's his name? Harry Judd. From McFly, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So it's
the drummer.
Very kind of sexy drummer. And he was just sat there. It was quite cold with just this top on. With like, it was quite muscly.
I
like,
really don't see how that is more interesting than me being
it's
on the tube.
It's not interesting. I just think it's a good place to star spot. You, Harry Judd.
Right, I see.
They're all
okay.
Here. The guy from Bill and Ted. We've seen him around.
That's pretty good.
It's not Keanu, Alex Winter.
Okay.
It's okay, though, because they're making a new Bill and Ted.
They are making a new
London.
Bill and Ted. Cheryl Fernandez-Vicini has decided to completely drop and do a Madonna and just be Cheryl now, because she's broken up with her husband and is now going out with Liam Payne.
It's not Cheryl
from
Payne.
One Direction.
Not Cheryl Payne then.
No.
Okay.
No. She's just going to go with Shezza.
Shezza.
Shezza. Well, that's what she is to her mate, isn't it? I don't know why I'm doing a Welsh accent. She's not Welsh. She's just Geordie.
Do you not think like Madonna?
Geordie. Yeah. What about Madonna?
Fine, because that's kind of a distinctive name.
Cheryl.
Cheryl isn't really the same, is it?
Well, do you know what, Nat? I don't think you should judge Cheryl Cole, Fernandez-Vicini.
I Tweedy. She's always Tweedy to me.
Oh, mate. That was back in the day.
Back in the days when she...
Where's he gone?
Who's?
That guy that she was married to.
Tweedy?
Oh, hold on. That's
that
the original.
Cole. She has her real name, isn't
Cole.
It? And then it was Cole.
Tweedy.
That was,
too many names, babe. Also, on the note of surnames, this has nothing to do with surnames, so it's a really good slide into the next story.
Yeah.
Sharon Osbourne has now put out some information that is brand new.
Okay.
She's actually bisexual.
And
she feels like she's too old to experiment, which, number one, I must say first, you are actually married, so that's probably why you can't experiment. But I also think I don't think it should make the news that her sexuality.
No.
Who cares?
I mean,
I care because I love Sharon Osbourne like to the ends of my earth.
I do too. I don't know. It's one of these things where she's like, I've always known that I was bisexual, but I chose to marry Ozzy and then stay with him.
Yeah.
All this time and be completely faithful and not experiment with any women ever. And so I don't think she's left. I think it's not too late.
It's never too late. It's never too late.
He admitted that he had had relations with other people, you know, when he was younger.
He did. He was naughty. Yeah. Yeah.
Alcoholic and blah 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 blah. So I don't think she's left it too late. I think she's very attractive.
Shazza,
if she wanted to,
we want to show our full support to your sexual
go and experiment with ladies.
Yeah.
Or
I mean, or don't, because you are married.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Nah, let's not promote promiscuity.
Let's not do that, yeah.
On the station. Right, we're going to play a little bit more music, and then we've got Rivers in the studio, which we're very, very excited about. Nat, what are we going to play now?
I was going to put a little mix on featuring
Sean Paul.
When you drop it low and shake it, girl, you want it bomb. Them mother youth may say them definitely wrong. So tell me, baby, that I'm still your number one. Cause I'm not falling, my demand, forget it done. Let's go. I call my girl, cause I got a problem. Only a curl is gonna solve it.
Useless. He pushed me so far, now I'm on the edge, making disappear.
Sean Paul Hare, and that was Snake Hips, brand new one, Falling, featuring Malika. Now, we are in the studio, joined by Finn and Charlotte from Rivers. How's it going, guys?
Hey, hello.
Will. I love doing that. I always feel like in an interview, I'm always like, like some kind of lad on tour in Magaluf. That's how I like to live my life, though, as if I'm on tour at all times in Magaluf. So, guys, you've just released your latest single, Friend Lover.
Yep.
Absolutely love it. Oh, number one. You. And it came out with Charlie XCX's label, Vroom Vroom Recordings, right? Yeah. That's wicked. How did that come about?
Well, we basically, we share the same management. So she got listening to our track and saw the video directed by Hannah
I love
Marshall.
That, by the way.
Yeah.
It's you really, look great in it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we love the black and white imagery.
Yeah.
The glass breaking. And she just loved the aesthetic of it.
Yeah.
So, and she loved the track, so she was like, I'm starting my new label. Can you come on board? I want to promote new electronic kind of left field pop.
Yeah.
So it was great. And we've got to like hang out with her loads, which has been exciting and amazing. And
she's doing some really cool things right now.
She's an amazing girl. She's like the most hardworking person I've ever met. And she's just really like pro, like girls, like helping women out in the industry, and
which doesn't happen a lot because it's quite a dog eat dog industry, isn't it?
It is. I think a lot of people try to set people up against each other.
Yeah,
when everyone should kind of just like help each other out, and because everyone's doing their own thing anyway, so you may as well not pit yourself up against
exactly.
Someone.
And if you support other people, it's just the right thing to do. Karma.
Exactly.
Karma chameleon.
If you love music, you should want to support other people. So.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's wicked, and it's such a cool thing to be part of, because I know she released the EP as well alongside it, the Vroom Vroom EP, and that kind of boosts the whole thing, and like it's such an exciting project and wicked for you guys to be on it. Let's chat a bit more about the video. Where did that come from? Was that your brainchild, or was that the director, or because it's a really like kind of sexy, also like a little bit cool, edgy video. I really like it.
Oh,
it suits you guys very much.
Yeah, it's a good like introduction video. And yeah, Hannah Marshall's great, who directed it. Like she came from like a fashion background, and it's like her first video directing, so it's just really fun to like collaborate with her and then just kind of work something out in a studio, have Charlotte dancing. Yeah,
how was that, Charlotte? Because I can imagine doing it must have been quite scary.
It was. We actually were going to have a professional dancer like at the beginning, and then she called me up, left a voicemail on my phone being like, I've changed my mind, I want you to be the dancer, let me know, call me back. And I was a bit like hesitant at first because I didn't want to look like an idiot just like prancing around.
Thankfully it wasn't me dancing.
I mean, that might have been a slightly different story. I mean, Finn, I know that you can dance, mate, but it might have been
to disco.
The vibe might have been dancing. A little bit different. I definitely right couldn't have done it. I would have looked like David Brent.
I think it's all about the hair, I feel. Like, we were like, okay, let's make that a thing, because my hair's weirdly long.
It is very long.
Yeah, I had a really awful haircut once, and I kind of decided...
Never again.
Never again, like, a few years ago. So I actually had half of it shaved off.
Oh, my God.
And it's grown back in, like,
how
4 years.
How did you manage that?
Long. I don't know. It's got fast-growing hair, growing nails.
I'd love it if you flicked the other side of the hair and it was just really, really long. See, one is shaved, but I've only half grown it back. No, you've got luscious hair. But yeah. I love the video. And also, it's actually really exciting to hear this track, because I think it's definitely an exciting track. I'm really excited to hear what you've got. I was just speaking to Finn a minute ago. You guys have got some exciting things coming up, haven't you? An EP potentially coming out soon?
Yeah, EP in June, and then next single is out next month. So
very exciting.
Doing the video at the moment.
Yeah.
It must be the most exciting thing when you're making music to make the video. I just think it looks like, even if the video is like horrific, as in like scary or dangerous or something, it still like looks like the best fun in the world.
It's the best part of it almost, yeah.
It's when the visual, the music, everything comes together in one. So that's the part we're really excited about.
Yeah.
Especially if you can get some actors in and you can really
play around with it.
Yeah, show the visual side of the song, and I think it informs the music quite a lot, and like you can love a song even more based off the video.
Yeah. So. And Finn, are you going to be featuring in this?
I think a lot more. A bit more, hopefully.
More.
Not just the last two seconds.
Yeah.
It's going
to
be.
We want at least 7 seconds of you in this video. I want you to guarantee that.
Maybe I'll be doing some dancing, wear a wig, long hair.
I basically would love if you just recreated this video with you doing in the exact wig, same thing in a wig.
Yeah.
To me, that would be perfection.
I think yeah, maybe that's the way forward.
I think so. Just the future of music for your band is just wigs.
Black and white.
Yeah. I think it's very mysterious and sexy. So you guys have been touring with Foxes,
yep.
Which is wicked, and you've been doing some solo shows. How have they been going? How are you enjoying tour life?
It's been really fun. It's been me with like 3 boys.
Yeah, that must be pretty hideous.
It's been good. It's been a lot of crisp eating. We've had just like multi-variety packs of crisps as our rider. So like 3 packets of crisps a day. And then driving in a van.
That's very chilled rider. You guys are see you in 3 years because it's going to be like 82 different kinds of packets of crisps all laid out and opened and eaten for me.
Yeah, we've got 3 flavours at the minute. So.
Oh my God, you're taking the piss. That is ridiculous. You guys are coming. 3 different flavours. Who do you think you are? Mariah Carey has like 400 white doves on her rider.
I know, we need to get a better rider, I think.
No, you just need to be absurd with it. Just be like, yeah, I'm just going to get 3 packets of crisps and a donkey. Just like one donkey that we don't ever see, but we know it's there.
Yeah, I think it's pretty basic at the minute, especially when you're
I do all the driving, so I'm just knackered the whole time. Oh, doing like driving to Edinburgh, like.
Oh, and you need those crisps to keep you fueled.
Yeah.
Without them, we're
doing a lot of Nando's as well, which is good.
We need to get you one of those black cards, Nando's black cards. They're where it's at.
Yeah. Secret.
Oh, he's got one. Of course, he's got. I love that. It's
he
like
doesn't have one.
Cheeky no. little Nando. No, never happened. Devon, don't have one. Can I borrow it, please? Thank you. Is there anything, like, I always like to ask this of bands, anything embarrassing happened on stage or funny or stupid? Because I think I would just fall over all the time if I was on stage.
Oh, my God, a lot of things have happened.
You dropped the mic quite a few. Oh, no, mic always falls out.
Twice, the mic cable has, like, just dropped out. So I'd be singing.
At the Roundhouse, wasn't it?
Not at the Roundhouse, no, thank God.
But I feel like if that happens, you should just leave, like drops mic and leave, just for a joke, just be like, boom, I'm gone. And everyone's like, oh my God, she's done a Kanye West. Where is she? And then you're like, oh no, my mic just fell out of its stand.
I don't know, like you have to just kind of work it into a dance move.
Oh yeah, well like, you can obviously do that because you're an amazing dancer anyway.
Just like whip the cord around, back and slot it in, back to the audience.
Like a cowboy.
Yeah.
We're now on a wireless mic because it kept on happening.
Exactly, I've been upgraded because I can't handle the lead.
Can't handle the pressure of the falling mic. I just don't know how you guys do it because the pressure of that being on stage and like I think I would fall over or like headbutt something. I see a lot of bands as well when they're performing very close to nearly dying, like headbutting things and like tripping over, like the wires on the stage gives me a panic attack.
I think that's part of the show though. I think the audience are always on side most of the time. Most of the time. So I think if you mess up, you know, they're supportive and it's all part of the show.
Well, they're there for you, I guess, aren't they? They're there to see you and they're there to, like, listen to your music. So what's coming up for the rest of the year? What have we got from Rivers coming?
We're back on tour with Foxes next month and doing, like, 6 dates with her and then just festivals.
Oh, you're doing some festivals?
Yeah, we've got,
sick.
Like, 10 or so festivals. So.
Have you announced them yet? Or are you not allowed to talk about them?
I don't even know. Yeah, we've got what ones? Dot to Dot. We've got Live at Leeds next week. And then
hopefully Secret Garden Party.
Oh, yeah. that'll be a vibe.
That would be really good.
Well, we're gonna definitely come down and try and see you guys.
Yeah, definitely.
We're gonna play a little game with you now. So on the show, we have a game. You might have heard it when you were waiting in the other room. It's called Desert Island Dicks. And what we do... Wow. Yeah, play it, babes.
Desert Island Dicks.
That's our little... our musical... What is that called? A drop. Mm-hmm. So Desert Island Dicks is similar to Desert Island Discs with Kirsty from Radio 4, except I don't give you 6 nice songs. I give you 1 horrible shit song that you hear on repeat all the time for the rest of your life when you're stuck on this desert island. And you're separate, guys. You're not together on this desert island. You're on your own, listening to your worst. You're allowed to say shit. Okay. You're allowed to say fuck. So don't worry, babe. You're in the right place. So tell me, guys, what would River's Desert Island Dick be?
So you don't want to hear it.
So it can be a song that you loved, but you've heard it too many times, you can't bear it anymore. Or a song you straight up hate.
What's that song your dad loves? and who always plays. It's called Man on a Mission.
Woman on a Mission.
Woman on a Mission.
By Gabriella Aplin.
No, Chill Me.
Chill Me. Gabriella Chill Me. Sorry, Gabriella Aplin.
He's trying to get us to make songs like it and keeps playing it.
Yeah, he's got really 80s.
When you said that, I was not expecting you to say Gabriella Aplin. My dad's favourite song, Gabriella Aplin.
I actually love her music. I don't know why I said that.
It's Gabriella Chill Me.
Oh, right, it's Gabriella. But even I'm shocked by that. I thought you were going to be like, it was some kind of like...
I don't mind that song. That's actually Finn's choice. But it's one of my dad's favourite songs, Woman on a Mission.
You're so in the bad books now.
Yeah. Hopefully he's not listening.
No, I quite like that.
Charlotte, what would yours be?
Mine would probably be like a Coldplay song.
Any, just
probably
like...
predictable. Probably Yellow or something.
Yeah, Yellow. Because it's been played so much as well.
Yeah, I think it would just... a bit like Guantanamo Bay, Destroy You, like if it was on repeat. Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, because it's a yellow. So you won't be going there on this Glastonbury Sunday to see Coldplay perform, will you?
We actually saw them perform at NME and we really enjoyed it. It was
They're really good at live. I thought the same thing because I saw them at Glastonbury a few years ago and I was like, oh, I don't want to go. Not because I don't like their music, but it's not my first choice. Yeah. And they were so good.
Yeah, they know how to put on a show.
But so. I'm afraid, Chris, we hate Yellow. So we're never going to play that on this show because it is a Desert Island Dick. Thank you so much, guys, for coming in.
Thank you.
Please introduce your brand new single for us?
You do it.
Yeah, this is Friend Lover.
Woo!
We're ready.
Yeah. presents
The Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne.
Kevin Parker, lead vocalist from Tame Impala right now. Kevin.
I think my favourite memory of you guys is, I think it was the second time I was in New York and they were just playing the whole of Lonerism. Mm. And that album reminds me of New York.
Blech. It's funny how a smell or a sound or a disc can, you know, take you to places.
But you just sound so much like my friend George.
This is it. Are we not speaking to Kevin Parker?
You're talking to my friend George.
Every Friday.
The Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne.
From 1 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
There's only one girl for me, come on baby, you know it. There's only one girl for me, come on baby, you know it. There's only one girl for me, one girl for me. There's only one girl for me, one girl for me. Give me one last chance, I promise that I won't blow it.
Time and time again, I said I would leave you alone. Stop picking up on the phone. Knock, knock on my door, no one's home. If you want me to be yours, you gotta make it known. I'ma make you work for it like you're on commission. Wanna take me out, you better ask permission. Tell them other bitches just to mind their business.
There's only one girl for me, come on, baby, you know it. There's only one girl for me, come on, baby, you know it. There's only one girl for me, one girl for me. There's only one girl for me, one girl for me. Just give me one last chance, I promise that I won't blow it.
That's the brand new one from Caliuchis featuring Steve Lacy and Vince Staples, Only Girl. I like that.
It's really good.
That is brand new. I'm not even sure if it's out yet, but it's. But you should go and listen to it because it's very good.
Again, that's the first time I've heard it, and already it's the first time, there's only one girl.
Well, it's
for
not
me,
the first time I've heard it, but it's the first time I've played it on this show.
Catchy.
Before that, we had Rivers in the studio. What a pair of babes, right?
They're so nice.
So lovely. And you need to check them out. They're going to be in London doing a gig soon. They haven't got a date yet, but they're going back on tour with Foxes, and their new single, Friend Lover, is out now. And they're releasing a new single in another month.
And then they'll come back in here and they will perform it.
Yes, they just said they're going to come and do a little live lounge for us as well, which is very exciting. Also, before that, we didn't discuss Little Mix, who have put Sean Paul on their song Hair.
No,
really enjoying that.
Yeah, it's really good.
Very much vibing off that. Oh, by the way, guys, don't forget to send in your Desert Island Dicks. We just had a very, very good one from the Rivers guys then. We've got one coming up from Augustine's.
Yep. they've got a good one too. Yeah, he has got a good one.
Yeah, we I think we've been getting some fairly. People are quite nervous with the Desert Island Dicks because they're scared about offending people.
Yeah.
But actually, I don't think it's offensive because it's like, okay, I do like your song, but I just don't want to be stuck with it on a desert island.
It could be like an artist. Or a band that you love. I love the band like Blur, but I don't. There's certain songs with them I don't really want to hear song two for a while. Do you know what I mean? Like, I heard it so often, but I still love them. So it's not like you're insulting the artist particularly.
So make sure you tweet us at Fubar Radio or email us rose@fubarradio.com. Plus, we need to know what your last request is. We need a banger. Yeah. We need a big banger to end the show. It's drive time. It's Thursday. We want you to leave work feeling like you are ready to party.
Yes.
Not saying that you should go and have a party, but if you want to go and have
Thursday.
A party, you need to have the option after listening to the show.
So we end big.
We end on a bang.
We do.
Right, we're going to play a little bit more music. This song has gone a bit viral.
Mm.
Drake just keeps dropping songs like he's just a dropper of songs. This is his brand new one, Pop Style.
Yeah, yeah. Dropped out of school, now we done rich. This sound like some 4301
shit.
All my niggas wanna do is pop style.
Pop style.
Turn my birthday into a lifestyle. Tell my mama I love her if I do not make it.
Do not make it.
Got so many chain, they call me Chain and Tater.
They do, they do.
And I like to finish what you think you started. Man, you boy just got to Hollywood, you boy just started. You don't know what you just started. All I do is hang with the young and heartless. All this for my family, man, I try my hardest. It's all I ever did, and look where it got in. Yeah, you been on my mind lately. You still got my number, girl, you need to call me. I feel like they wanna see me learn the hard. Built for the league, yeah. Trade you off the team while you in your sleep, yeah. Y'all show me that nothing's guaranteed. And you don't know what you started. My friend Chase so big that he look like the artist. I can't trust no fucking body. They still out to get me cause they never got me.
They still out to get me, they don't get it. I cannot be gotten, that's a given.
They like Pablo. Why are all the windows tinted on your Tahoe? Why do you know every single bitch that I know? Why can't you just shut your mouth and take the high road? Fuck if I know, that's that Chicago. South, south, side, that's the motto. Cop a crib and spend 10 million on remodel. Take the devils out my life and preach the gospel. I know we went way past the line of scrimmage, ayy. Throwing his back up in it, ayy. In the field like MMA. Y'all get so offended, ayy. I be blacking out, I ain't backing out. Jay about his business, and I'ma let you finish. But I just wanna rock your body. Take you to the garage and do some karate. Chop it, chop it, chop it, chop it, sipping sake. Throw a thick bitch on a Kawasaki.
Perfect. Dropped out of school, now we done rich. This sound like some 4301
shit.
All my niggas wanna do is pop style.
Pop style.
Turn my birthday into a lifestyle.
A lifestyle.
Many thanks to Drake. We like that. I'm joined in the studio by Black Label. Hello, boys.
Hello.
Justin and Jermaine in the studio. JJ.
That's right, yeah.
I like Justin. Like, they sound good together, Justin and Jermaine.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I like
much.
The way it sounds,
yeah,
boys.
Yeah, thank you.
We also all dressed coordinated today, which is very, very good.
It wasn't planned.
Yeah, but it's because we're on fleek, that's why. We know what we're doing. So, first of all, let's talk a bit about your brand new single, Could You Love Me, featuring Marcus Cooper. Mm-hmm. So this is your first single release.
Yeah.
This is, yeah.
Tell us a bit about it.
Well, basically, it's, I mean, we wanted to do this for a long time, but we've been in other projects, but Marcus, who's a good friend of ours, he flew in from Miami, and we got together in the studio, and it was literally the first track that we made together as Black Label, and we put it up, and it seems to be popping off, so we're really excited about it.
It's doing really well, but that's the exciting thing about being in a new piece, because you put it on SoundCloud and it just goes on, does its own thing.
Yeah.
Because that's what's great about SoundCloud is it just takes the song, and if it's a hit, it doesn't matter who you are.
Totally.
How long you've been making music for, how long you've been putting out music for, it can be
absolutely
global within a couple of days.
Yeah, it was very unexpected. That was just a let's chill out in the studio in the evening, have a drink, and then made a tune, and everyone's like, yeah, this is all right,
But Oasis said that SoundCloud about Wonderwall, so like,
I think that's how it's done.
It's the
know?
Best way to make music is when you don't know it's going to be.
It's true.
Yeah, it's not forced, when it's just like, you know, a vibe, and you know, it came together nicely.
And a lot of artists usually say, you know what, if I'd known it was going to go as big as it did, I would have done this, I would have done that, so I'm glad I didn't know. So
it's good. I don't think you do.
Because I mean, think you guys would have never put out music, otherwise you'd always be working on it, right?
Exactly,
right.
Very true, very true. That's
and it's such a banger, we're going to play it actually after this.
Lovely.
But first of all, we want to learn about you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, gigging, what's going to happen? Are you going to start gigging this summer? Like, what's the plans for Black Label?
To be honest with you, like I said, because it took off so quick, it was we were just chilling.
Still a bit shell-shocked.
Yeah, so we are going to hit the road soon, most likely.
Yeah.
Yeah, DJing, you know.
Nice.
And trying to bring a live element to our set as well.
Yeah.
Because
we're musicians.
We're musicians and we come from, like, songwriter background.
Yeah.
So, you know, we are real, like, musos. So we want to incorporate that into our live performance. I mean, I'm a DJ. And there's other two other members who are part of the collective as well, that are DJs as well. But one of them's in LA at the moment. So it's going to be exciting. But again, we were just taking our time because focusing on the music, we didn't expect it. We just put this track up, and we didn't expect to have to move so quickly. So we're happy to do that, you know.
And how does it feel that? Because obviously, it is the first thing you guys have put out in this collective.
Mm-hmm.
That it just did just pop off straight away.
Yeah.
It must feel pretty lovely.
It's a strange experience. It's lovely though.
Yeah.
It is. It's really
lovely,
nice.
Jubbly.
You know, because there's been years of making music and you didn't have outlets like SoundCloud and things like this. So you had to go through either trying to get it to a DJ or trying to go and speak to an A&R or whatever.
But now you're paying them to take the CD.
Payola. Yeah, I'll play that for me. But no, so it's lovely that you can get straight to the people.
But that's the thing, is that's what music is now. It's actually we choose it.
Yeah. Exactly.
And actually,
finally,
because we're a radio station that can play and do whatever we want.
Great.
Which is amazing. But a lot of radio stations can't do that.
That's
but
right.
Now they're having to catch up with the other way around.
They have to. There's only so long people don't want to hear the same music over and over again all day long. It's not going to happen. And that's why people have gone to the internet. Thank God for the internet. And, you know.
And this new kind of, like, succession of, like I was just saying about Drake, of massive artists just dropping tracks because they don't even need, like, PR. They don't even need, you know.
What's the point?
You can just put your song on SoundCloud and it can just pop off and there's
exactly.
No.
Yeah, it's a great time for creativity, you know. It's a great time.
And what are you guys going to do a video for it?
Yeah.
We are.
I'm scaring you right now. I'm like too far in the future. You're like,
video and all that's going to come, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
And who's the like one that's got the ideas for the video? Both of you or are you going to get someone else in?
We got an idea of what it is we want to do. We don't want to be up in the video giving it. You know, be
none of that.
You know, it's just understated.
I'm not going to watch it now.
Why? No, it's going to be good. It's going to be creative.
Maybe Jermaine was pushing for a full on dance routine, you know, yeah, that kind of stuff, you know.
I want like boy band standing up, yeah. You know.
That's what I wanted. I'm not going to lie. I want to come through.
There's
calm,
still time.
You know, I can dance out Michael Jackson.
There's still time. I'm with you. So I can
if I don't get it on this one, I'm going for the second one.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You're
going to
see me dancing at some
up.
Point, definitely. Yeah.
That's what we're looking forward to. So we haven't got any live gigs yet that we can get excited about, but you'll let us know. Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Because we'd love to have you back in as well. Maybe we can do some live bits and bobs. We can do some DJing.
And you're going to be playing all of our music, hopefully.
We do. We already have been. We love you guys.
Good.
Thank you.
We play a little game on the show. You might have heard of it before. It's called...
Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks. And it's not what you think.
Yeah, okay, cool.
I promise. It isn't what you think. It might be. Yeah. So you might have heard of Desert Island Discs before, mm-hmm. where Kirsty gives you six lovely songs that you get take off to your desert island. And you,
okay, yeah.
I am a dick, and I only give you one song, and it's the shittest song that you've ever heard that you're going to be stuck with on this desert island. Oh. So it can be a song that you once loved and now you hate because it's been played so many times, or it can just be a straight up horrendous song that you cannot bear to listen to.
Oh.
And bear in That's mind that you are going to be stuck on this desert island listening to this song forever.
So we don't want to... So we're going to say the most annoying song?
Yeah. But don't worry, this probably won't happen in real life. But it could,
okay.
But it probably won't.
What pops into my mind is that track... Fat Man Scoop...
Oh my god! Guess it. That is very funny.
That's true. That is.
Yeah, just gets on my nerves.
Engine.
Oh,
yeah.
When I hear that in the club, I'm like,
drop. You're like, why are you playing that in your set, man? I mean, like, you just killed it for me.
That is. You've had exactly the same reaction as Jay Sean, who we had on the show a couple of weeks ago. Who was like, why? Not engine number 9. No.
I don't get it.
Because in the club, everyone does in the club.
It used to be alright, I guess.
In the club. It used to be good, but it is one of those things that when you drop it, everyone's like, and it's the kind of thing that when, because I DJ as well, and when I DJ places where I know I have to drop those songs, I'm always like, and everyone's like, oh my god, yeah, and you're like, yeah, where's the set finishing?
Next track.
Yeah. Well, that's only if you got one.
Do you know what jumped into me is that Come On Barbie tune? You remember that?
That is another one with bad. I think that you guys are very good at this.
Yeah, well.
Because usually people take a lot longer to have to think about it. You mean Aqua?
Yes.
Aqua, that's it, yeah.
Mm. I actually had Aqua's album, so I'm quite offended by your choice, if I'm honest.
Sorry. Okay, actually, I liked it in the beginning, but now I'm going to take it with it.
Oh, damn, yes. I thought you were being serious. I'm not as cool as you guys. So is there any, before we go, is there any artists you guys can recommend to our audiences that you would want them to check out right now? Obviously, other than Black Label.
Go on.
The one we went to see the other day.
Yeah,
Sun Little.
I love when you guys talk at the same time.
Ready? Are you ready?
One.
I promise.
What were they called again?
Sun Little.
No, it's an artist.
Oh, yeah. Sun Little.
He's sick, man. This guy, his voice, he produces everything himself.
Oh, sick.
You know, his music is unbelievable. And he was performing live in
The Lexington.
Oh, it's a good venue.
Yeah, he's bad, man.
Yeah, he smashed
guitar with his... It comes from down South America. Yeah. It's a crunchy vibe.
But we're going to try and get him on Black Label and stuff.
Yeah. So. Well, if you ever need anyone else, I'm really free.
We're looking for a female singer, actually, to get on this.
I can sing.
Rapping.
I can learn anything,
guys. We might
guys.
Need a female DJ in it as well.
I can DJ a bit.
It's a collective.
As long as you don't mind Batman Scoop, then I'm there.
That's exactly what we need.
Well, listen, I'll put you in touch with my agent, Nat, who's my... No, great. She's not really. She pretends to be. She's like my mum. She just pretends to be all the things that I need in my life.
You can cut a good deal. Don't worry.
Perfect.
I've got your back. I've got your back.
Yeah, I'll give
you
the keep my back.
Take
keep
the digits my back. After then, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, perfect. Yeah. Well, listen, guys, it is a big deal. I'm excited to be on your next record. But we'll keep it
exclusive.
Real and remember that actually you're going to be releasing some even more exciting music coming up gigging and we're going to be the first to know.
Of course.
100%.
We want you back in and we want to do some more fun stuff with you, so please come
back. Definitely.
Before you go, can you introduce your brand new single, please?
Oh, you're listening to Football Radio. No.
Oh, no, I like that.
Yeah, do that.
No. You're listening to Football Radio and this is our new track, Could You Love Me, Black Label.
So here we have my very special guest today, Mr. Stephen Merchant.
I mean, I think Twitter and Instagram makes you very aware of how quick people are to judge. I'll make a kind of casual tweet that literally occurred to me walking from the kitchen to the lavatory. And then while sat on the lavatory, I'll make what I think is an amusing thought that occurred to me then. And there'll be some people that will LOL it, and there'll be many others that will be like, that's supposed to be funny. Yeah? And it's sort of... It's a thought I had as I walked from one room to the next. It's not. Don't worry about it.
Every Friday,
Screen Talk with Dan Clark.
From 12 PM on FUBAR Radio.
Memories get old, tiny love left unsaid, like grains of sand left in my bed. I've been trying, oh, dancing away the dead gone days. I've been flying. felt it rain. When from your eyes I remember, I remember, I remember the fights. Burning deep into the night.
Before that, who just came into the studio and had a little chat with us. Wow, we love them. Could You Love Me, their track,
yes.
Which we like as well.
Yeah, oh, sorry, I thought you were just asking. I thought they were asking, everyone was asking.
Could You Love Me?
Yes.
Could you love Black Label?
Yeah, absolutely. I do, in fact.
Both of them.
I do.
Lovely
they were,
boys.
Very
absolutely lovely.
Boys.
And then we followed that with a brand new one from Aluna George, I Remember, which is a lot of a different vibe from her pop can track.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. I like Aluna George. She's coming back now. I feel like, are they still together, Aluna and George?
I think so. I see George might be a bit annoyed by going, just Aluna now, aren't you? You can't call yourself
But it's
George.
Weird, because, yeah, she's still Aluna George, so I don't know whether they're... Well, I think they are. They must be.
Yeah, yeah.
So don't forget to tweet us in your last request, because it's coming up very soon, last track of the day. We've got an interview with Augustine's before that, however. And now we're going to play a bit of...
Desert Island Dicks.
I love not even having to say it anymore.
I know, I've got it now. I've got
yeah,
it.
You're so on it. So we've had a few emailed into the studio. The first one comes from Jess. Thanks for your email, Jess. My Desert Island Dick is Alvin and the Chipmunks. I Like to Move It.
Oh, is it?
Oh my God, you've got it. This is a banger.
I like to move it.
There was
actually all right, though.
There was a time in music when these kind of songs were really like popular in clubs and stuff, and people started playing that stuff.
Well,
it was
that
like
version.
It was like that frog song.
Oh, crazy frog.
There was a whole section of those songs that were just diabolical, and that is one of them. So, Jess, we totally back you. That is a real desert island.
That would
dick.
Be kind of a
desert island dicks.
Mixed it up there.
Yeah.
That's my
bit of Michael Payne.
That would be annoying on the first play. By the fifth, you'd be just like, I don't even care if I can't swim, I'm just going to drown because I don't want to hear that again.
Yeah. That was horrible.
It's really awful.
Got another one from Jack. Hi, girls. Great show. Cheers, Jack.
Hi, Jack.
My desert island dick is Flo Rida, Right Round. I loved the song years ago. Now I absolutely hate it.
Oh, this is
and
the...
When we go down, when we go down, down. Right, fact about Flo Rida. No one seems to realise the reason he's called Flo Rida is because he's from Florida. Florida. Flo Rida.
So, like, is he... Just call yourself Florida, then. What's the big deal? Or Flo...
No, I like it.
Flo Rida.
But no one gets it. Everyone's like, how do you know he's from Florida? It's because his name is Florida.
He's probably been asked that in interviews. Where are you from, Flo Rida?
What made you pick your name?
Alice
has emailed in.
Yeah.
Oh my God, she's emailed in a banger.
Yeah.
Hi, do you remember Cher Lloyd, Swagger Jagger? Yes, Alice, I do.
Swagger Jagger, you should get some of your own. Get your money, get your get.
Why do I know the words? Anyway, Cher Lloyd, Swagger Jagger.
We've known a bit of Cher Lloyd.
Desert Island Dick.
It's a good Desert Island.
Desert Island Dick.
Very good. We've had some good Desert Island Dicks already today. We had one from Rivers.
Yes.
And we had one from our lovely pals Black
Label.
Yeah, who just literally came in and gave us two very good Desert Island Dicks.
Did they just pop back in to get their phone as well a minute ago?
Lovely boys.
Yeah.
Lovely boys.
Yeah.
Nat swooning in the corner.
I don't know if he's got his phone. Oh,
you could have put your number in there, Nat.
I did.
That's actually why he left it,
I think. Yeah, I was.
So we've had some lovely Desert Island Dicks today. Thank you to everyone who's emailed in. We've also had a few last requests I've just seen emailed in as well.
Oh, okay.
I've just seen one that actually is a banger as well. So I'm quite excited. I'm not going to tell you
really?
What it is, though.
Okay.
Before that, should we play some music?
Yeah.
I think we're going to... Oh, right. If everyone listening is listening properly, go out and after the show, obviously, 6 p.m., and check out Reggie Snow if you haven't already. We're going to play his brand new single, but he hails from Ireland.
Okay.
And he's amazing, amazing, very cool. He had Lily Rose Depp in his first video.
Oh, okay.
He's awesome. I went to see him live quite recently, but this is his brand new single, Keep Your Head Up.
Love with no option.
Just keep your head up. girl, you know we came so far, we live with no fee. Keep your head up, boy, you know I will not stop, I sleep when I die. Keep your head up, girl, you know we will not stop, my mom was born free. Keep your head up, boy, you know I will keep you in prayers, I cry.
Just keep your head up.
Keep your head up, boy, so just
black and blue, man. It's just me and you. Love.
You're listening to Harriet Rose on Foo Bar Radio, and I'm chatting to Rob from Augustine's. How's it going, Rob?
Hello, how are you? Yeah, good, thanks.
You must be absolutely knackered, because just a couple of days ago you did your sold-out headline show at the Electric Ballroom. How was that?
Yeah, it was good. The London show was nice. We played at Manchester last night, and we're en route to London as we speak, back to London.
Oh, God, you must be exhausted. How's it going? Are you enjoying it?
That was the last one. We did the tour with Noel Gallagher, so we've done like four or five shows on a trot.
I was going to say, you've been with High Flying Birds, haven't you, across Europe?
That's right. So we've done like four or five, and that's included like the travel, what have you. Not complaining, it's been really fun. We've had a really good time. The London Manchester shows were ridiculous.
I can imagine. And it sold out really quickly, didn't it, London? So that must have been a bit exciting to head into that, with knowing that it was a sold out show.
Well, and also for me, it's kind of a hometown show, you know. I was born in London, so I've lived in New York for 13 years or so. So it's always a little extra special for me when I come back to London and play.
Yeah, coming home must be nice.
Yeah, the family was there, and old friends, and also familiar faces.
Oh.
And it was exciting. We did a couple of extra, you know, we tried some new things. We like to experiment if we can. So we tried some new, trying to make it a little bit special, and it was nice. Yeah, we had a really good time.
Wicked. And what would you say that your Augustine's crowd is any different to the High Flying Birds crowd, or are they kind of the same fans?
That's a good question. You know what? It's hard to say. Because, you know, like the Oasis fans had a bit of a reputation for being like the kind of football sing-along.
Yeah.
Kind of. But High Flying Birds fans wasn't so much. They were kind of, you know, kind of like 30s demographic, I guess. And I'm just regular fans. Our fans, I don't know. It's hard to say. When you go to an Augustine show, you can have anything from a 6-year-old all the way up to like an 86-year-old.
Amazing.
Proper
cross reference of the whole world, basically.
Yeah, you'll often see a mum and their daughter and their kids, you know, coming to our show. It's the whole like, three generations. So, which is again, I don't often see that. I don't know. That's kind of unique. We have to talk about it, you know, about that, but. It was weird actually, because you know, Noel was playing to like 4,000-6,000 people a night across Europe. So you know, and I'm on the drums, so all the way at the back. I mean, I only see the first three rows anyway.
Yeah, well, it must be pretty dark in there. Also, on the 10th of June, you're releasing your brand new third album, This Is Your Life. Now, as an original Englishman, I thought I'd ask you, is this based on Michael Aspel? Or is it... Because I know you guys recorded it in the US, but I just wanted to double check.
No, it's not.
It's a shame.
It's funny, Eric actually had an original This Is Your Life book. I think one of his family members.
Oh, my God, that is amazing.
Because his grandfather's British, believe it or not. And I'm not sure if it was a friend of the family or it's actually a family member, was on This Is Your Life in the UK and he has the book in his apartment in New York. So
Well, maybe subconsciously, it is based on Michael Aspel then, because it's just seeped into his mind over generations of being an original Englishman.
Well, do you know, you're giving away our future stage. You know, Michael's going to be coming. You know,
he's going to be coming on live, is he? Augustine's featuring Michael Aspel. Yeah.
Okay, good. Sorry, Michael, I didn't know that. Okay,
alive
good.
And kicking, and ready to come and tour with the Augustines. So get him involved.
Yeah, hey, more than merrier. We'll have him.
Wicked. But yeah, tell us a bit about the album then. This Is Your Life, coming out on the 10th of June.
Well, what we've done is we've taken all our favourite nursery rhymes, and we've basically just kind of rejuvenated them using hip hop beats and orchestral music. And, you know, and we got like a school choir, and we kind of recorded it in 2 days. And that's what it is.
That's just so bish, bash, bosh, in it.
Yeah, we've gone a little bit different. We've taken a different direction.
Just completely flipped it on his head, and just really, and there's an electronic beat behind it, and you've got Skrillex remixing the whole thing, right?
Well, actually, the Skrillex remix comes out on June 11th.
Sick.
You know, we're doing like a double whammy.
Double whammy.
Yeah, basically, you know, we did the record with a guy called Joe Ciccarelli, out in the States, and we did that. Well, actually, it wasn't just Joe. We produced it with him, and then we also, Peter Cady, our old friend, is in the second record with us. He did some as well. We kind of, did a bit with Joe in LA, did a bit with Pete on the East Coast. And, you know, we've kind of looked at, we've really enjoyed, obviously, you know, as we've been playing and getting a little bit more known, we've been playing bigger rooms and really enjoy having that fan interaction, having that crowd interaction, I should say. And that's always been a bit of an inspiration for us. And we've turned around and we've said, you know, what can we do that's a little bit different? I think we can say we've tried to take a bit more of a minimal approach. Having said, I've been messing around with a little bit more samples and kind of like, I want to say electronic music, but like I've been, you know, using kind of electronic drum machines and things like that.
Yeah.
And samples mainly, you know, just to try and
spice things up a little bit.
Just stay out, you know, don't stay in a comfort zone. Just try, you know, just make sure we're always pushing ourselves and try, you know, just to keep it exciting for us and for everyone else. And I'm going to put my neck out on the line here. I actually reckon this is the best stuff I've ever done.
I'm loving it. I'm absolutely loving Are We Alive, which is, you've just put the video out for. It's a wicked track. And I need to ask you about the protagonist in the video, because he is incredible. I love him so much. Big Jeff.
Big Jeff. Do you know anything about Big Jeff?
Well, I learned from your video that he's like, well, I'll quote, his lust for life is just so infectious that it can't be hidden and it must be shared. And you can tell that. He is a dancer. He is just loves music, doesn't he? I don't know his story, though. Tell us his story.
Well, Jeff, if you speak to any touring band, whether they're American, Australian, British, what have you, that's ever gone through Bristol, they'll know who Big Jeff is. And I think Jeff's been to, I don't know how many shows, 5,000 shows,
whoa,
something stupid. And the guy goes to like six to seven shows a week.
Oh my God.
He's in, and you'll see him at the front of the crowd. Every gig you can go to Tom Jones gig, you can go to see like Cradle of Filth, you can go and see Augustine's, you can go and see like the Philharmonic Orchestra. Jeff will be there, and he'll be dancing the same way as he would be, whether it's techno, hip hop, classical, you name it. There's actually footage. Some of them did like a little mini doc on Jeff. And there's this great footage of a string quartet playing and out like in the middle of the day in a festival. And there's Jeff on his own, just absolutely like headbanging.
Going for it.
He's headbanging to like jumping around to it. It's phenomenal. And the guy is completely genuine. It's not even put on. He just loves music.
He seems
that much.
Amazing. He literally
is. He's an incredible human, incredible person, beautiful soul, really funny. Lovely bloke, and you know, when we had the opportunity to do this, it was a no-brainer for us.
It seems like the perfect song as well. that suits him.
Yeah, yeah.
It's about living your life to the full people, and like making sure you're living it.
Well, he does, you know, and you know, he really does. And no, I think Jeff, I don't really know too much about his personal life, but I know he's had some challenges in his life, and he doesn't let anything get in his way. You know, he's an inspiration. So if you ever get yourself down to Bristol, and if you ever see him, you know, this is to everyone. Like, he's so friendly. Go up and say hello.
We will. I want to go to Bristol just to go and say hi to Jeff.
You should. You should get him on your radio station.
Oh, my God, we should definitely do that. Okay, shout out to Big Jeff. If you're listening, please come down to FUBAR Radio and come and say hi to us. Before we go, we play a little game on our show. It's called Desert Island Dicks. And unlike Kirsty from Radio 4, I don't give you six lovely tracks to listen to. I give you one shit track that you're going to hate listening to when you're stuck on your desert island. And I was hoping on behalf of Augustine's, you could give us your Desert Island Dick for today.
Well, that's really difficult because then by choosing a track that I really hate, it means that I'm mugging off a fellow peer.
Well, not always, because you can choose a track. For example, some people have chosen things like Pharrell Williams' Happy, which originally they absolutely loved. Because they heard it every single day for a year, they now hate it. So you can choose a track that you love, but maybe you've heard it too much and you cannot bear to listen to it anymore.
Oh, what was that? What was that track by Sam Smith? That big one when he was doing that crazy falsetto.
Not the one where he did it with Naughty Boy?
It was his breakthrough track. It was on the radio every single... I live in the States. It was on the radio everywhere. I couldn't get away from the
bloody
song.
He's huge in the States now, isn't he?
Yeah, he's great. He's wonderful.
So should we just say...
Just for the record. He's great. He's great. But
he is.
If we're gonna use that as that template, like, you know, a song that was played...
Was it Money on My Mind, or was it? Maybe it was his one he did for the James Bond film. Let's just say any Sam Smith song.
any Sam Smith song
that we've heard too many times, but we still love him and we still respect him because he's great.
Yeah, absolutely perfect.
Well, thank you so much for coming on and talking to us, Rob. We want you to introduce your brand. Well, we're gonna play Are We Alive Now. So if you want to dedicate it to Big Jeff, please do.
All right. What I'll do is I'll dedicate to my mum as well.
Yeah, of course.
I'm on my way to see my mama.
Oh, so, definitely dedicate it to your mum.
So, all right, well, hello, folks. You're about to listen to Are We Alive by Augustine's, and this song is for Big Jeff and for mama.
Radio presents
Access All Areas.
So Vernon Kay has been texting, stroke sexting a little bit, Rhiann Sugden. One person who has not been backwards and coming forwards about her views is Helen Wood.
You know what made it so big? He has some weird obsession with her. And I've seen the messages. She hasn't lied about anything whatsoever.
Mm.
I wouldn't mind if he'd actually banged her and that she was like some kind of like amazing to be in bed with.
Yeah.
But he's not even been in bed with her. He's not doing anything with her. He's got a weird obsession with her.
Every Monday.
Access All Areas.
From 6 PM on FUBAR Radio.
Pushing like a dilla.
Hell no.
Keep on shooting Reggie Miller.
Hell no.
Go on, give them all the finger. You gotta set the score right. Call it Hans Zimmer. My time wherever I go. I took a chance like I'm from Chicago. 100 plus in that Mercy El Ago. About to go, hey, hey, turn it to the Congo. A combo running through your block, no fumble. About to kill them all where the show go. See, I gotta go for mine. Ben jamming that money on my mind. Jamaican club, I'm staying on the grind. Dirty wine, don't step on this landmine. Ben, I keep on the lay. You tryna take flight, do what I say. 100 plus folks on the highway. Watch a new car dash, call me Kylie. Yeah, we in here.
Azealia, that was Work.
I like that.
It's called Work, isn't it?
I think it's, is it called Team?
Oh my God, I knew I'd said that wrong. I was like, why did I just say the wrong word? It's because she did, she, no, I was thinking of another song.
I like the, any reference to Dirty Wine.
Dirty Wine.
Get my attention.
That was Iggy Azealia with Not Work.
No, Team.
Team.
Dirty Wine.
Dutty Wine. We're going to be playing a brand new one from ASAP Ferg in a minute.
Yes.
But don't forget to tweet in at FUBAR Radio your last request. We've had a very, very good one emailed into us, which I think is in the front running to be the winner, don't you, Nat?
I think so. It's a clear winner for me.
So you do have to pull out the big guns if you're going to be if you're going to be sending one in.
Yeah, what someone emailed in for me is actually a Desert Island Dick rather than a Lost Song Request.
Yeah, what one was that?
That was the Sex on Fire. Oh, Kings
yeah,
from
that
Danny.
Is, I'm afraid that is a Desert Island Dick.
I can't really hear that. So, yeah.
We wanted to do a shout out to Victoria Ling as well. She's been tweeting us today. Thank you for your tweets. We need you, Victoria, to send in. We're not allowed to play a calm song at the end of the show.
No, we need a big tune.
We need a big banger.
By someone that we've heard of.
Someone that makes you want to, like, throw your computer across the room and dance.
Screaming.
But
like,
in a good way, not throwing it in a negative way.
Oh, yeah,
way.
Yeah.
So we've had a lovely show today.
We have had a lovely show.
We've had lots of nice people. We've had Black Label in the studio. We've had Rivers.
Yes.
We've just chatted to Augustine's and played their new song. I love talking about new music on this show because we get such lovely people. Because new music, it's not always, obviously, sometimes it's bands that have released many albums and they're just releasing new stuff. But it's really nice to talk to artists that are literally just beginning because they're so, not saying that established artists aren't lovely because they're lovely as well. But it's just nice to have kind of people in who are fresh to the music industry and they want to just
kind of
talk
excited about it.
Yeah.
Things happening, yeah.
There always seems to be, everyone we have in the studio always is very lovely.
I know. One day we'll have someone that isn't and then we'll probably call them out, maybe.
I'll push them off their chair.
Sure, yeah, just like drop them on the floor.
What would happen legally if I pushed someone off their chair to FUBAR? Nothing.
I'm not sure. They're like, how hard are you going to push them? Are they break a leg or something?
No. I'm just going to push them like in a playground way.
I think it's okay. Maybe like pull their hair and stuff. I think that would be
okay,
better.
Okay, pull their hair.
Just for legal issues, I think pull their hair would be better.
Okay. Thanks, Nat, for your producer Nat, for your legal advice there.
Okay.
She'll be here every week to deliver such, basically to stop me from doing things that might get the company sued.
Sure, I'll just tell you where to like hit the guests. If you want to.
Where and how to assault the guests that are not very nice. But luckily we've had no guests that aren't nice, so
that's
we're fine
good.
At the
we'll
moment.
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
We will. So the song we're going to play in a minute is from ASAP Ferg's new album, Always Strive and Prosper. Now, everyone is very excited about this album. It's expected to be released on the 22nd of April, which is...
It's like... Next
tomorrow?
Week, is it? No, well, it's
tomorrow.
22nd is tomorrow, is it?
Yeah, that's what I said.
That's what you said, like the 28th.
No, 22nd. You're making that up in your mind now.
Is there
your
even a 28th playing... of April? I don't even know anymore. Just numbers.
No, there is.
Okay,
very
that's
much.
Good.
You're
that's
thinking
good.
Of February, but sometimes not. But anyway, this album has got the most insane features on it. And if you get it now, if you pre-order it now, you can get the track Strive with Missy Elliott, Hungry Ham, which is what we're going to play in a minute, which is featuring Skrillex and Crystal Canes, plus Schoolboy Q, Let It Bang, which we've heard before, okay. New Level featuring Future, and The World Is Mine featuring Big Sean. But not only that, he's got Rick Ross on the album, he's got the whole ASAP mob.
Nice.
Not just one, all of them.
All of them.
I mean, I suppose as an ASAP member of the ASAP mob, you could get...
Yeah.
The whole of ASAP Mob to perform on your album. Chris Brown's on there.
Yeah.
Lots of people.
Yeah.
So I think you should all go and pre-order that. I'm definitely going to pre-order it right now. Always Strive and Prosper. It's been a very bigged up album. Also, how sweet is ASAP Ferg?
He is sweet.
He just looks
I
lovely.
Like him. He does it nice. And
let's get him in the studio.
He mentions ham.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that it's called Hungry Ham is a little bit disconcerting. But let's listen to it. This is Hungry Ham, ASAP Ferg, featuring Skrillex and Crystal Canes.
This is Harlem, Eastside Street. Hungry Ham, that's all we can. Niggas out here shining, niggas dying, hating niggas. We never got along. We all go get it, we go get it. Some gon' fake it, half won't make it. Get a chance to make it out, we taking it.
Block, Hungry Ham, cause that's my block. 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 Hungry Ham, nigga, what's your block?
Grandma used to call me Mickey Mouse, but I'm no rat. On the block, they threw a couple bullets, wore a sack. See my nigga family members bugging up the crack. Your uncle smell like shit, like he got garbage in his ass. I'm from work for the dirt, I come from Hungry Ham, you hurt. Where the pigs are laying it down, I make a nigga bite the curb. The kids is popping perks because they claiming cool and nerve. My crazy ass neighbors sprinkle glue. Neighbor Sterling, smell like shit by me wearing. When my bitches come over, they have to look a concerning. Like, why he standing that hallway with a milk carton and be lurking? Why he jumping for joy with the whole building which is burning? What about that nigga Sash? Water socks on his hands. Buffalo coats in the summer with the Glock in his pants. And he stabbed his own mama. How you do that to your fam? Cause my block full of lunatic. Cook my shit hungry, I am down.
Cause that's my block, hungry hand. 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 Nigga, what's your block, hungry hand?
Nigga, fuck your block,
hungry hand.
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 Nigga, run your block,
hungry hand.
auntie asked my mama, did Daryl quit his job? I seen him 3 days straight sitting on a cop. My mama screaming, Daryl, come on, you ain't quit your job. Mama, yes, I did. My mama barking like doggies in front of my aunt and my shorty. Yeah, tell her I am a rapper, she suck her teeth and ignore me. All she seek is my gold teeth with a white bitch and some 40s. I'm getting paid more computers, she don't think this shit is for me. I used to pray for more women, now I get dozens of OGs. When I be hitting the doggies, she bark like I mean, when you want sex, you calling me, telling me how much you want me. But I think you fell up below me. I ain't stressing you, shorty. My shorty be stressing me, shorty. Claiming I'm messing with shorties and be addressing them, shorty. I ain't get no hair from them shorties. Don't be in a bed with them shorties. Now what these condoms for, Wendy? Don't say these magnums is for me.
Are you serious? What the fuck is this?
I'm from Hungry Hand. Y'all ought to know. Better get your ass another plane if you wanna blow. Can't pay this corner for no more summers. If you get my flow, be catching people, check me, it's his buzz. Woo, woo, woo. Black, Hungry Hand. Let my black, Hungry Hand. Cause that's 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 my black, Hungry Hand. Nigga, what's your black, Hungry Hand? Fuck your black, Hungry Hand. Nigga, fuck your black, Hungry Hand.
ASAP Ferg there with Hungry Ham from his brand new album. Now we're just about to wrap up the show, but we've got Lizzie Cundy coming on next with Access All Areas and Jonathan Bowne as well. Very excited about that.
Yes, we are.
And we're going to be finishing off the show with your last request. So thank you to everyone who has emailed and tweeted. We've made a decision. Yes. It's been a difficult decision
Tricky.
To make. A couple of you sent in some Desert Island Dicks that were just inappropriate for a banger at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
But Jade, thank you very much for emailing in your last suggestion. We're very, very happy with it. We're going to finish the show today with our last request. It's Rizzle Kicks, Down With The Trumpet. See you next week, guys.
Cause I love summer, no Rachel Bilson.
Yes,
the winter will come, we just have parties inside, it's still fun.
We jamming,
pump this,
we're banging.
Chase a boyfriend, let's have him. We're rowdy, girls make our judgment cloudy. But when the sun comes out, we're still algies. We don't wanna be lousy or shameless, but we're running round like we're brainless. Now I got grass stains on my brand new white trainers.
On my brand new white trainers.
I know a few guys haters. They're as compelling as neighbours. So late as this plate is, we've got a bro sound. You know now, so go wild and get hosed down. No, no, no.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get down with the trumpets.
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 Whoa.
Let's get down with the down with the.
Whoa.
Let's get down with the down with the.
Whoa.
Let's get down with the down with the.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get down with the trumpets.
When I get down, I get respect now. And when our tune drops, you know it makes your head bounce. Yeah, I move with the flow. And when I enter the room, it shows. I move sick
when I dance.
Then chicks
when I dance.
Moving and move quick
when I dance.
At risk when I dance. Just be careful you don't lose your chick
when I dance.
That might just happen. So listen deep, stick with ya madam. Or she might just leave.
Yeah, yeah. The trumpets.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get down with the trumpets.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get down with the trumpets.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get down with the trumpets.
Whoa.
Let's get down with the down with the.
Whoa.
Let's get down with the down with the.
Whoa.
Let's get down with the down with the.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get down with the trumpets. How much sound from the brass of the air will it take to put your brass in the air? Pardon me there. Just don't pretend that if I wasn't older, you wouldn't wanna dance with me. Yeah, you're the last of my fears. I was top boy of the class in my year. Well, not really, but I was halfway there. And I could have been the headmaster, so yeah. Got vibes and charisma, lighter and Rizla. Back in filter, shine for me, mister. I want the sun to
shine.
So I'm looking at a bright blue
sky.
Yes, and we drop it like anvils. Bring your whole crew to a standstill. Still, stick us on the clubs tonight. Guaranteed that nobody will stand still.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get down with the trumpets.
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 Whoa.
Let's get down with the down with the.
Whoa.
Let's get down with the down with the.
Whoa.
Let's get down with the down with the.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get down with the trumpets.
Whoa.
presents
Hayne & Sylvester Incorporated.
Apparently I've got a handsome penis. It's not just nice looking, apparently it's actually handsome.
Yeah, but then if it's too handsome, she's going to be more interested in that than your face.
That's the plan.
If she didn't give you like some affection in the face.
No, wait. She talks to me like to my face.
Oh god, I wish she paid me attention sometimes.
She's always sucking my dick.
Said absolutely no male.
Find him, bring him in.
I know he's out there.
Oh god, this is the most I've laughed on any show.
Honestly.
Every Wednesday.
Hayne & Sylvester Incorporated.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.